We're going to stay on the topic of schools, and we're going to speak to Kevin Donaghy. He's the principal of St Ronan's Primary School in Newry. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Now, this you've heard this on Good Morning Ulster this morning on the news bulletins that primary and nursery schools will receive £56 less per pupil this year than they did last year, and that is from 2016-17. The vast majority of primary and nursery school pupils under the common funding formula was £2,061.21. However, for this year, that's been reduced to £2,004. What kind of impact will this have on you and your school, Kevin?
Well, it will mean that our budget has been effectively cut by over £22,500. And that is a significant amount of money. Now, if you compare the level of funding that we receive with post-primary schools, post-primary schools get an additional £1,300 per pupil than we get, but their level of reduction is only £25. With all the reductions, and again, we have to put this in context, we have been reduced in our direct budget, but also in schools, you know, we have lost our Modern Foreign Languages programme. We are only the second country in the EU not to be able to offer an additional language, which includes Irish, Spanish, Polish, to our pupils. We have also lost the Signature Project, where schools who were in disadvantaged areas were able to offer additional levels of support to pupils. And now we're also threatened with the loss of our sports, our primary sports programme as well. All the coaches have been put on notice as of the 31st of October. So this is going to have a huge impact on our schools. I'll give you an example. My staff this year were only able to spend £10 per pupil per year on buying resources, and that includes writing books, pens, pencils.
Sorry, say that again, Kevin. £10 per pupil.
£10 per pupil
for the entire year.
For the entire year. So that means that they were able to spend, equate it to 10p a day per pupil, and that's to buy glue, Pritt stick, paint, bag and paper, writing books, pencils, rubber, sharpeners, all of those things.
And how realistic is that? Because it sounds like an impossible task.
Well, look, what could you buy for 10p in a shop if you went in? Like, a pencil's a lot more than 10p. You know, and we are now getting to a stage that schools, especially primary schools, are really in crisis in terms of the levels of funding. We are being asked to do more and more. We're being asked to offer every child a broad and balanced curriculum with less and less resource. Now, we have the Department of Education, we have the Education Authority, we have the Education and Training Inspectorate, all telling us that they can no longer deliver the services that they have been delivering traditionally because they don't have the money.
So what does it mean, Kevin? Because we've heard similar issues over the past few years in terms of constraints on budgets and schools, and obviously different areas, health, etc., struggling to make ends meet. So the question is then, this is something that can't continue, surely, if things have been that bad for so long. So what's going to happen?
Well, the problem is, schools need more money. Like, the Secretary of State announced in August £30 million of what was supposed to be additional new money going to education. Now, it transpires that we as school leaders were actually misled, and the general public were misled over that. The Department of Education had already been anticipating that money coming through and had already inbuilt this money into all of our budgets in the previous April.
So you're saying that wasn't additional funding, that was funding that was already allocated?
That was funding that was already allocated. Now, you know, I know politicians love announcing money multiple times. I know that's lovely to hear, and it's a great headline grabber. But this is not new money. This is money that has already been inputted into schools. And, you know, school leaders here were sitting saying, oh, it's great, this will take off some of the financial pressure, this additional £30 million. It doesn't exist.
So £22,500, Kevin, for your school, that's the hit that you're going to have to try and absorb.
That's the hit that we're going to have to try and absorb.
Put that into real terms. I know you've mentioned in terms of issues regarding languages, but for you, for your school?
In real terms, it means that we're probably going to have to go to parents and say to parents, look, will you be able to supply us with additional resources such as photocopying paper, Pritt sticks, glue, paint?
Are you going to ask them for money?
Well, no, we're going to actually ask them for the resources, because I think parents need to know what is actually impacting directly on their children. You know, like, I must say, we have a very supportive parents association here in St Ronan's, and very supportive parents. who have helped the school financially over the last number of years.
But as a result, then, this is going to filter down, Kevin, what you're saying, and impact the pockets of the parents of the pupils.
It is, and it also is going to impact on the children, because children ultimately are going to have to be taught in larger classes. Like, for example, here in St. Ronan's, our average class size would be 30. You know, we're going to have to reduce the amount of classroom assistants that we have who are able to offer...
So jobs are a threat because of this, Kevin?
Well, within St. Ronan's, I'm looking at having to reduce possibly up to 60 classroom assistant hours per week.
And reduce them by how much?
By 60 hours per week. And, you know, that will have a significant impact on what we're able to deliver here in St. Ronan's. And that is the same for schools all across the country. Principals, I know from talking to some of my colleagues, are really having sleepless nights.
Of course, classroom assistants, like the rest of us, have bills to pay as well. So as a result, then, you're basically saying you're going to have to ask the parents to contribute in terms of Pritstick and paper and glue and all that kind of stuff that their kids are going to need. Classroom assistants, the hours they are available, is going to be reduced to save money as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to increase class sizes. What's the plan for that?
Well, the plan is that we, for P1 to P4, we have a class size that we can't go over 30, so which we will try as near as possible to stick to. But, you know, this is going to be, unless new money is found, we will not be in a position. It'll either be that if children who are coming in, who are looking into St. Ronan's, where the classes are already sitting at 30, want in, we'll have to say, sorry, we have no space.
Okay, Kevin Donaghy from St. Ronan's, thank you very much.